Hey, this is Dove Gordon, and I'm talking with Nick Jervis. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Dove.
And Nick has generously agreed to talk about some of the work that we've been doing together. Nick, what are your websites?
SamsonConsulting.co.uk and SmallBusinessSalt.co.uk.
And in a sentence or two, what is it that you focus on, that you do? And why did we start working together?
Interestingly, we started working together because although I'm a marketing consultant and I win new clients for businesses that have clients, service businesses, I understand the need to have someone working on my business with me as well. I would be a hypocrite if I acted as a consultant to lots of solicitors, accountants, other professions, if I didn't then take advice from my own coach. And that's where you came in, Dove. And the starting point, which was quite appropriate, was that your email spoke exactly to me and said, Nick, I'm talking to you, and if this is where you are and this is where you want to be, then I'm the man to get you there. And so far, you have been as good as your word.
Well, thank you. And that little point that you made about willingness to invest in yourself and get a coach or consultant for yourself, that willingness is something that a surprisingly small number of people are really willing to do. We'll skip specific stories for now, but I regularly come across people who they want to know how they can charge more for coaching, how they can get bigger clients, but when it comes to actually investing in themselves, they don't have any money. I don't know about you, but I borrowed money when I needed it, and I invested in coaching, and it was the best thing to do. But that wasn't meant to be the focus of this.
It is a vital point, because if what's the point in making all the mistakes that someone else has already made? You know, pay that person to tell you how to avoid making those mistakes and get there twice as fast. Life's too short.
Well, the other point that you brought up is, again, why does a marketing consultant need help with marketing? And hold on, let me just turn that off. It's just because we're all in it. We're all
too close to it.
Yeah, it's not that doesn't – sometimes because they're clueless, not in your case.
Thank you.
So what were you looking to achieve? You had some specific goals, short-term goals at least, which is getting four new a certain kind of client every month.
My aim was to get four new consultancy clients a month, and that's clients that I've got to be good enough at what I do that every client I see comes to me. What I wanted to do was just make sure that the number I see each month was I see one new client a week, and that was my first target, and I wanted you to help me get there faster.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of existing clients, but I want to add some new clients into the mix because I've got more capacity to help them.
All right, great. So how would you describe what we did, our first steps? And we're still in the middle.
Absolutely.
But you made some good progress.
The first thing
you did, others can learn from it.
Yeah, the first thing you did, which was crucial, was I've always had a very focused market on professional service firms and solicitors, which was my background. But I thought that was niche enough and that was close enough. But you've made me just analyze which of those are my best clients, which I enjoy working with the most and which I get the best results for, and made me target those and just talk to those people in my emails as you talked to me when I first signed up for something with you. And that has been, a major difference, and it's a bit of letting go of saying, well, I don't want to talk to those people that are doing nothing because they're not my perfect client. My perfect client, we've clearly established, is the entrepreneur. He's the sole decision maker in his professional service business. He's already doing some marketing and thinks he can get better results, and he comes to me and he gets brilliant results, and we both mm-hmm. win. And now I've started talking to those clients. I've found some brilliant people out there that have come to me and are seeing very quick results. So they're happy, and I'm very happy that I've got some new clients that are absolutely perfect for my business too.
Two points I want to mention on this. First of all is that after we got that clarity, then we channeled that into emails.
Yeah.
And we went how to write emails, because you have a list.
I have a good list, yeah. I've been going for 9 years, so I've got a big list. And you were just very focused on getting me to do one email a week, which I do anyway, so it's two or three a week.
What we did was we changed the way you were writing the emails.
Yes.
So that it was, yeah, how would you describe it?
Lots of people say you've got to have an image of your perfect client, and I thought I did, but it's got to be so much more than that. I was talking to anyone that's in the professional services sector, but I needed to speak very, very much to the independent professional who had their own business. They didn't share that business with two or three other decision makers, which clogs up the whole process of making progress. And also the second key point was they had to be a person that's already doing some marketing and they've already seen results and they just want to go do more of it and do the things that work and not waste the money on things that don't work. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I started talking to those people exactly and not the ones that are not doing anything, they've started putting their hands up and having chats with me and then coming to see me and, you know, are all new clients. And it's definitely working for them because they can get results faster, and it's definitely working for me because I'm dealing with the people that I like to work with the most.
And just what we did was with the emails, you start. I gave you like a framework which you went and started using, went back and forth, and
yeah.
And I pushed you hard.
Yes, you were very rude.
Well, we have a high standard, right? I mean, we're not looking to, and that's what you appreciate.
Absolutely. So I kept sort of drafting the email with the old client proposition in mind. I could visualize the old client who is the one that doesn't take a lot of action and needs persuading that they need to do something. You kept saying, yeah, but Nick, you're not talking to your perfect client. You've got to go back and rewrite it. And I thought you were just being picky. And then suddenly I had that bang. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. I slipped back into my old habits. As soon as I changed that, then the right people are coming forward.
And the first four emails that you sent out in this way got you those four new clients, right?
Yep, from four emails, I set up about 15 or 20 initial calls. And some of those people didn't come and see me, but they bought other products and services of mine. They weren't right to come and see me, and that's the other thing. One client phoned up and was from a three-partner law firm and said, we want you to help us with branding and all sorts. And I said, no, you're not my perfect client, but I know someone else that can help you, so I've passed on to someone else that will be happy to work with them. But the other ones that have been perfect have come and see me. I've had those four meetings in October that I set the target for.
That was the second point that I was going to bring up, which is that you told me that story about walking away from someone who just didn't really seem right for you.
Yeah.
And I've found that that is a tremendous confidence booster. When you're clear about who is and who is not the right kind of customer or client for you, and the willingness to walk away from the wrong person, it just does a lot for your confidence, which
Absolutely.
Does a lot for your marketing and sales ability. All right, Nick, thank you for sharing.
Pleasure.
And now let's talk about you. If you're also eager to have a steady, consistent, predictable flow of your ideal customers and clients, and all the fun that comes with working with the kinds of people that you really enjoy and who appreciate you, respect you, and understand what you can do for them through your products and your services, then perhaps you and I should talk. And the best way for us to do that is through a consistent flow of customers strategy session. Completely free. You can simply go to the following web address, fill out the answers to a few questions, and I'll get back to you about scheduling it. What you get, you go to the following address, dovegordon.net. That's D as in David, O, V as in Victor, GORDON.net/free session. dovegordon.net/free session. Fill in a few answers, and I'll get back to you about scheduling that session. It's a valuable conversation. You'll find it to be very helpful whether we end up doing anything together after that or not. So again, if this is what you're looking for, then I urge you to go and let's begin a conversation. dovegordon.net/free session.